Hold on. Oops. Hold on one sec. Okay.
Let me know when I'm good.
Chair, you are on the record.
Okay. Okay, folks, it's 9:03. Wednesday, March 18th, we'll bring the ADA board meeting to order. Ramey, would you roll call for the board members?
Commissioner Sandy?
I'm here.
Commissioner Earls?
Here.
Mr. Fogel?
Here.
Mr. Elledge?
Here.
Mr. Guy?
Here.
Mr. Haynes?
Here.
Chair Kindig?
Here.
You have a quorum, sir.
Okay, so we're up to item four, prior minutes of January 21st, 2026. Have you guys had a chance to?
How about agenda?
Agenda.
Oh, I'm sorry. item three, approval of agenda.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to motion the agenda as presented.
I second that with a friendly amendment that we bring a vote on
The board realignment.
The board realignment and resolution G2607.
After G2607. This meeting. So, and that's just a friendly amendment. So is there any objection to those changes? Okay, hearing seen none. Now we go to item four, prior minutes of January 1st, 2026. If everybody's had a chance to look that over, are they satisfied? See any changes?
Mr. Chairman, this is Albert. I'd like to motion the prior meeting minutes of January 21st as presented.
Second, Randy Elledge.
Discussion? Is there any objection? Hearing seen none. Those minutes carry. That brings us up to public comment. Do we have anybody online?
Is there anybody on the phone that would like to make a public comment? Please press star 9 on your phone now. Please clearly state your name and your affiliation if you have one. Chair, there are no members on the line at this time.
Is there anybody in the boardroom that would like to make a public comment? Going once, going twice. Not seeing anybody, we'll close public comment period. That brings us to new business, 6A, executive session. How are we going to handle this? Will we be shuffling people in and out on executive session? Okay, first up is...
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to... The motion to go into executive session. I move that the board move into executive session for the purpose of discussing the following: Representative Holland Investment Fund, Southeast Regional Mill, Anchorage Airport Projects, Alaska Infrastructure Partners, Fort McKenzie, ANWR, Ambler Access, ADA Financials, ADA Legislative Matters, and ADA personnel matters and other matters related to ADA and matters that are subject to specific legal advice, which is subject to attorney-client privilege. These matters, if discussed publicly, could have an adverse effect on the finances of ADA, are matters of attorney-client privilege, and matters involving consideration of issues and that by law are not subject to public disclosure due to the executive or deliberative process, privilege, or other law. The executive session and matters discussed therein are proper subjects for executive session under Alaska Open Meetings Act, reference Alaska Statute 44.62.310, C1, 3, and 4, and the Public Records Act.
Randy Elledge, I second.
Move to second. Ramey, you want to poll the board?
Commissioner Sandy?
Yes.
Commissioner Earls?
Yes.
Mr. Fogel?
Yes.
Mr. Elledge?
Yes.
Mr. Guy?
Yes.
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Chair Kendig?
Yes.
Hold on. Chair, you are on the record.
Thank you. I advise the public that the board did not take any action on the matters discussed while in the executive session. The session was limited to a discussion of matters directly protected from public disclosure by the Open Meetings Act. That brings us to 6B on the agenda, Resolution G26-04, ADA Investment Policy. I understand we have a motion for that.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to motion that we postpone the vote for this resolution until our April 10th board meeting.
Julie or Al, can I get a second?
I second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Ramey, would you poll the board?
Commissioner Sandy?
Yes.
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Mr. Fogel?
Yes.
Chair Kendig?
Yes.
Motion carries.
You know, that moves us to G26-07. So we have four of us left. And if I recuse myself, we don't have a quorum.
Right. What you may want to do, Mr. Chair, is take a motion to postpone this item as well to the next meeting.
To time certain. Yeah, why don't you?
Okay. Mr. Chairman, knowing that information, I'd like to motion that we postpone G27-07 to the April 10th board meeting.
And I need a second.
Second.
Any discussion? Randy, would you poll the board?
Commissioner Sandy?
Yes.
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Mr. Fogel?
Yes.
Chair Kendig?
Yes.
Motion carries, sir.
Okay, and so as we added in the beginning of the meeting, we have to take a formal vote for the reorganization of the board.
Mr. Chairman, with the new board alignment, I would like to motion that Mr. Kendig be officially the chair of the ADA board.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Ramey, would you poll the board?
Commissioner Sandy?
Yes.
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Mr. Fogel?
Yes.
Chair Kendig?
Yes.
Motion carries.
And that takes us to vice chair. I'd like to move that Albert is the vice chair. We need a second on that.
I'll second it.
Okay. Oh. Is there any discussion? Ramey, would you poll the board, please?
Commissioner Sandy?
Yes.
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Chair Kendig?
Yes.
Mr. Fogel?
Yes.
The motion passes.
Okay. That moves us to seven. Director's comments. First up is project updates.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. On project updates, I'll start from southern southeast and just move my way north. The Ketchikan Shipyard has reported that they are now as much as 75% booked, even 3 years out. Wow. They are up to 185 permanent full-time jobs. And they are getting inquiries about new business almost weekly. So a lot of business from different sectors had been moving to Seattle and going right by Ketchikan. And a lot of that, they're getting inquiries from want to come back and use the facility. So we're expecting as much as a 400% increase in revenue and booked business at the shipyard in just under 4 to 5 months. So very good shipyard operator. JAG is very good at what they do, and they're well respected, you know, throughout the industry. And they just as they took Seward from, I think, 1 to 2 million a year, you know, to 50 million a year, they are building a book of business in Ketchikan that's pretty incredible. So everything positive there. We'll get to see the shipyard at our next meeting. We'll get to meet some of the workers. One of the workforce training programs through Tlingit and Haida tribe may have their first kids that'll be at the shipyard, so it should be a good day for the board at the shipyard. Other projects, the West Sioux Road is advancing. If Brandon, can you just brief the board real quick on West Sioux and status?
Status West Sioux, we are in conversation with the Corps of Engineers right now as we are preparing our environmental assessment document we're doing an applicant prepared, at least an applicant prepared EA. We've had some conversations around potentially utilizing some categorical exclusions, the nationwide permits, we're just prepared to go forward with an EA. Nonetheless, we have most of it already drafted through environmental baseline documents. There is some discussion around the waters of the U.S., wetlands. Maybe the final rules haven't been published yet, but it's forthcoming. We still feel confident. We'll still move forward with an applicant prepared EA. But there's also the issue that is likely going to or could potentially hold us up is on the 106, the cultural, historical, archaeological permitting. But we're having those discussions as well with the Corps. So I anticipate that we should be. I would like to see in the next month to have our EA out there. Yeah. So I mean that's the status of the West Sioux project. I mean we're just full steam ahead. The task has been to get the project through permitting. And it's exactly what we've been doing. So,
has the DOT gone out in a road?
No.
Or anything to the river?
They've cleared some. Yes, I know that there is an. So last year there was a trail that was put in, like a 5-foot wide trail. I'm going to say from the start of the road to Squetna, and then there this winter there was work being done to widen that. And DOT had some funds. I don't know if it's enough to get them all the way through to Squetna, but.
And the people from Squinton Roadhouse were asking to talk with you, Brandy, and you guys.
Yes.
Were you able to speak with her? Give her some ideas?
We communicated to the group, the Friends of the West Sioux, that had to ask for additional funding to help pay for that widening.
They wanted to get through the, they wanted to be able to keep going through the winter and whatever their funding source was had dried up on them.
Right. I mean, we've had some. We've talked with DOT, too, to see what they have. But in those conversations, I know it's kind of time sensitive, and the conversations are ongoing.
We'll continue to follow up, Chair, with Ryan Anderson and some of the thoughts he had.
That group up there is pretty gung-ho.
Yeah. She's got
the
whole place plastered with Wesu, bro Wesu.
Yeah, she's a force to be reckoned with. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, I think she's selling.
Oh.
So you might want to... talk to the new owners. They're from, I think they're in state.
They're spending a lot of money on advertising. They're all over the radio. Every once in a while, I see them on TV even.
Oh, didn't know that. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll follow up there for sure. Other projects, Chair, Hex Cook Inlet. Fury has made some significant prepayments ahead of time on their revolving loan. Millions of dollars ahead of time, so they've been extremely successful with their drilling. They're developing a program for this summer that will add two or three additional wells. I think their last two wells were some of the best drilled in Cook Inlet, and so very successful continuing there. Ali Eskim is breaking ground. They're working in building the structures now on the pad. I think they're just a tad behind schedule, but not much. And so that's looking positive. Ambler is moving ahead. We'll have an update for the board on the outstanding RFP. That should be completed, I think, this week or very soon. And then we'll have an update which company and other things goes forward. ANWR. Visit with Kivalina. They're still wanting to partner with us very much. They've invited us out to visit the community this summer.
Nice.
So if we want to make a trip out, we've been welcomed out there. And then we just have a number of other projects in the project pipeline that we're working on that will be much likely advanced by the time of the April board meeting.
Okay. Did I cover it?
That covers project updates. The other reports are available to members. They're in their packets. The standard loan reports, SBED program, RDIF. Been fairly quiet on the LPP front. SBED's been busy, though. We've had, I think Julie's got the statistics, but they've been really picked up.
Wow.
So.
Okay, I guess that brings us to item D. The next regularly scheduled ADA board meeting is Friday, April 10th, 2026, in Ketchikan. That brings us to item 8, board comments. Albert?
Randy and Brandon and staff, I just cannot say enough good things about what you're doing. This organization is running very, very well, and I know you're juggling multiple projects while trying to do things internally as well. So just great kudos to the entire staff and to both of you for making this a great organization.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Mm-hmm.
Julie? I seen her blink.
Sorry about that. I couldn't get my screen to come off of mute. No, I just thank you very much to Member Fogel for those comments. I echo them completely. Very, very proud of the organization and all of the investments and the businesses and the jobs created throughout Alaska. And because of the work on behalf of ADA, you know, there's so much opportunity on the horizon, and I just really appreciate the work of the team under the direction of Executive Director Raro.
Okay, thanks, Julie. Al, you got anything? Okay, I just want to echo Albert's and Julie's sentiments. I just am so proud of ADA now. I just pleased as I could be. You guys doing an outstanding job, and this board really appreciates all your hard work. You make it pretty easy for us to make decisions. You make it, as I always joke, you guys make it so easy a caveman can understand it.
So, thank you, Mr. Chair.
With that, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Gonna get a second, Julie?
Second.
We're adjourned.
Randy, are we gonna, if we go out?